The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Northern Ireland today to meet leaders of the main political parties at Stormont. The DUP has been pressing him to take unilateral action on the Brexit protocol, which it says undermines Northern Ireland's constitutional position within the United Kingdom. Our Northern editor Vincent Gurney.
Boris Johnson's visit comes at a time of heightened tensions with the Irish government, with the relationship between Dublin and London clearly fractured. The British Prime Minister will hold separate meetings with Sinn Féin, the DUP, Alliance, Ulster Unionists and the SDLP. The discussions are taking place just 3 days after the DUP blocked the restoration of the power-sharing administration at Stormont. In an article for today's Belfast Telegraph newspaper, Mr Johnson again says his government will take action on the protocol if necessary, but he also appears to signal a willingness for further negotiations, saying the UK will always keep the door wide open to genuine dialogue. His article also refers to the need to reform the protocol rather than abandon it. That's unlikely to be enough for DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson, who has said decisive action must be taken or the consensus necessary for power sharing does not exist. Sinn Féin's Vice President and Stormont's First Minister in waiting, Michelle O'Neill, has said she'll tell Mr Johnson that any unilateral action by his government would be reckless. She'll meet Taoiseach Micheál Martin in Dublin this morning before travelling to Belfast.
The United States has banned more than 600 individuals with connections to the Kinahan organised crime group from entering the country. The entry ban is particularly aimed at the sport of professional boxing. It's part of a coordinated drive by law enforcement agencies in the US and Europe against the cartel. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Assistant Garda Commissioner John O'Driscoll told RTE News that more than 600 people are now banned from entering the United States due to their connections to the Kinahan organised crime group. He said other countries are also expected to apply the US denied entry list in their own jurisdictions. He said last month's financial sanctioning of the Kinahan group by the US Treasury has exposed links between the gang and the sports world, especially professional boxing, which is a matter of particular interest to the US authorities. Many of the people on the banned list are understood to be connected with boxing. Assistant Commissioner O'Driscoll also said the $5 million reward posted by the US State Department in Dublin last month is starting to produce a significant quantity of information, which he believed could lead to police actions against the Kinahan group across the globe. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Representatives from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group will appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee today to discuss the plan to move the National Maternity Hospital to the Elm Park site. The hearing is taking place ahead of tomorrow's Cabinet meeting, at which ministers are expected to sign off on the project. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is likely to send a letter to the committee today, following on from his appearance last week on the same topic. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Minister Donnelly said he would correspond with the Oireachtas Health Committee in order to address concerns raised about the term clinically appropriate in the constitution of the new National Maternity Hospital. The constitution states the hospital will be able to carry out healthcare procedures which are legal and clinically appropriate. However, politicians and medics opposed to the St Vincent's move believe it's open to interpretation and might prevent women from receiving procedures such as termination of pregnancy or sterilisation. It's one of the issues which will no doubt be raised when representatives of the St Vincent's Healthcare Group go before the Oireachtas Health Committee later today. It's also likely they'll face questions as to why the land is not being gifted to the state.
One of the biggest ever NATO military exercises in the Baltics gets underway today. The drills in Estonia and Latvia will involve 15,000 troops from 10 member and partner countries, including Finland and Sweden, which are expected to formally apply to join the alliance this week. The exercises were planned long before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but will test the Baltic states' ability to react to any similar incursion. A new survey shows just 1% of adults in Ireland have their main current account with a digital bank, despite the growth of online-only financial services firms. Research from the Department of Finance found that more than 9 out of 10 people continue to do their main current account banking with a traditional retail bank. Her business editor, Will Goodbody.
With two main players about to leave, the Irish banking market is in a state of flux. As a result, the Department of Finance is conducting a review of retail banking and today will host a public dialogue in Tullamore at which a public consultation will be launched. Ahead of the event, it's released results of a survey it commissioned on consumers' experience of banking. 97% said they hold their main current account with a traditional retail bank, with 1 in 10 keeping it with the departing Ulster Bank or KBC. Despite their rise, just 1% hold their current account with a digital bank, while 44% said they rely on just one financial provider. Digital channels are now the top form of contact for 70% of people with their bank, but despite recent closures, almost a quarter said branches are their main means of interaction, although this figure is significantly higher among those aged over 65.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
A wet start with showery rain in many areas, heavy in places. The rain will clear northwards through the morning and early afternoon to leave sunny spells and scattered showers. Some showers will be heavy with the potential for localised thundery downpours. Humid with highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees.